Good morning, everyone. Steve's thought for the day on this Tuesday morning. And without any further ado, over to you, Ness.
Morning, everyone. It's Ness Andrews from Life Church Litchfield. This morning, I felt prompted to speak to you about how and why should we pray. For some of you, you will know that Mark and I run the Alpha course at our church. And one of the sessions on that is how and why should we pray. And so this is something that for Christians is often a very normal and natural thing to do. But we often find for unbelievers or people who believe there is a God but have not yet discovered a relationship with him, well, for them this can be quite daunting. I think the key here is to understand that prayer does not have to be perfect or said in a uniformed way, but it's the same as we would speak to someone we love and are close to. Jesus knows our circumstances, but of course he wants a relationship with us, and so we can only do that by spending time with him through prayer. Tell him what's on your heart today. And I think the key is to simply keep it simple, honest, and going. And if you listen to yesterday's podcast, then Steve talked about, you know, making that a regular habit to your day, and I would endorse that as a good thing. But it's also good to say thank you and to God and for all the blessings that you've received, and then say sorry for the things that we've done before we actually seek specific answer to prayer. It says in the NIV of Philippians 4:6, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." And I genuinely believe that God wants to hear what's on our hearts. So when should we pray? Well, Jesus said to his disciples in Matthew 6:6, "When you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father, who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you." So you see, Jesus said, when you go and pray. He didn't say if or give the disciples or us an option to not pray. In Alpha, they state that through various UK surveys that have been undertaken, that 75% of people pray at least once a week. And I would guess that if they reran a survey post-coronavirus, we would find that it was significantly more than that, and certainly more frequent than that. I'm certainly trying to make the most of this lockdown period in spending more time in prayer with God each day to strengthen my relationship, and I'm finding that it's definitely given me more peace in this crisis. And whether it's, you know, 10 minutes a day or 20 minutes a day and building up to an hour or however long you have, then I'd really encourage you to spend that time speaking to God. You know, William Temple, the former Archbishop of Canterbury, said, "When I pray, coincidences happen, and when I don't, they don't." I wanted to share with you a very real and current story of a gentleman where I believe the power of God and through prayer has had an impact. And this is through a lady in our church whose friend, who we'll refer to his name as John, went into hospital and she asked us to hold him up in prayer. On Friday the 27th of March, he was rushed into hospital with COVID-19 and his breathing wasn't very good. On the 30th of March, the next update she received from his wife, and she said that she asked if we could pray for her husband between 9 and 9:30 that evening. Now, this lady isn't a believer, but she said that I know I keep asking for prayers and for positive thoughts, but that's all I can do at this moment. The hospital chaplain will be going in to sit with John tonight between 9 and 9:30 to pray. So if you could also find some time to pray or send positive thoughts, then I would really appreciate this. I'll never be able to repay such kindness, love and support that you are all showing to us. Following that, the next update to come in was on the 7th of April, a good week later. And it said that John was similar to yesterday. He was still sedated and ventilated. His oxygen and sats were around the same. They were a bit worried about his kidneys, so may try medication or dialysis, and a bit worried about him not absorbing the food, so they may try further medication to help. and that he was on antibiotics for a secondary infection. Please, please keep those prayers and positive thoughts coming. On the 14th of April, another update came in as we continued on praying for John. And it said, John is stable. He's able to nod and shake his head, having some pressured oxygen ventilator at the moment and plan to reduce this later. Still very weak, which is normal. And the physios have got him sitting on the bed with light assistance and said that his legs are stronger than they have been. And there is an improved limb strength. There is still further support for his heart, BP and dialysis, but he was no longer on antibiotics. And then as of Saturday just gone, the 25th of April, we were updated to say, just wanted to let you know that John is off his ventilator and has now been moved out of intensive care to a recovery ward. Hallelujah. And hallelujah indeed. Coincidence or God incidence? I'll leave you with that thought for the day. Father, we just thank you, Lord, that you seem to be in and amongst every situation that is out there, Lord. Help those who struggle to pray to just sit before you quietly, Lord, and to hear your voice. Father, we thank you for the blessings that you pour on us. We thank you for the miracles that are happening. And we long to see more of your handiwork in this time and more people surviving COVID-19. Amen.
Keep praying, people. It's a powerful tool. Make a great day. Carpe diem.